This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Heavy rains continue to pound the northeastern states, disrupting road transport and train services. Torrential monsoon rains have claimed at least 27 lives across the northeast. Authorities have issued alerts across the region as more rains are expected. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached out to the chief ministers of four northeastern states, Assam, Manipur, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh, offering full support as the region battles severe floods and landslides caused by heavy monsoon rains. Mr. Shah personally spoke with the state leaders today, promising that the central government would provide all necessary help. He said the Modi government stands like a rock in support of the people of the northeast. Rescue teams, including the NDRF, SDRF, fire services and local authorities, are working round the clock to help those affected. With more rains expected, officials are on high alert and continuing efforts to reduce damage and deliver relief. Rains lashed several parts of the national capital this evening, bringing much-needed relief from the heat. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over northeast India during the next 5 days. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning in southern peninsula India over Kerala, Mahe and Karnataka till Wednesday. Similar conditions are predicted over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi till Wednesday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is prioritizing a forensic evidence-based approach in the criminal justice system, inaugurating the new Central Forensic Science Laboratory, CFSL, building at Rajarhat in Kolkata. Mr. Shah pointed out that the revamping of forensic infrastructure is a key part of this effort. The Home Ministry said the government is committed to strengthening forensic capabilities across the country as scientific evidence is essential for fair and accurate verdicts.
भारत सरकार की ओर से हर जिले में एक फॉरेंसिक मोबाइल वैन के लिए हर राज्य को सहायता ऑफर की है. हमने दूरदर्शिता के साथ कानून 24 में आया, 20 में हम नेशनल फॉरेंसिक साइंस यूनिवर्सिटी की स्थापना कर चुके थे. 26 परिसर करीब करीब हर बड़े राज्य में एक NFSU की कॉलेज हम बनाएंगे जिससे ट्रेन मैन पावर मिले.
Built at a cost of 88 crore rupees, the state-of-the-art facility will benefit not only the people of West Bengal, but also the neighboring states, including Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha, Sikkim, Assam and other northeastern region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with the president of Asian Development Bank, Masato Kanda, in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that India's rapid transformation over the last decade has empowered countless people and we are working to add further momentum in this journey. During the meeting, both sides shared perspectives on a wide range of issues. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today attended a special event in Agra to mark the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Ahilyabai Holkar. Speaking at the function, he said, Ahilyabai's life was not just a moment in history, but a guiding philosophy for all Indians. He urged everyone to follow her values and ideals. The International Crimes Tribunal, Bangladesh chapter, today issued warrants for the arrest of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal in a case filed over alleged crimes against humanity during the July-August mass uprising. A three-member ICD bench passed the order after accepting the charges against them, including former General of Police. Ukraine conducted a major drone attack today, hitting over 40 Russian military aircraft. As per the media reports, officials from Ukraine's domestic security agency claimed that the Ukrainian forces hit Russian aircraft, including Tu-95 and Tu-22 strategic bombers. In French Open tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his American partner Robert Galloway lost men's doubles third round match 4-6-4-6 against the American pair of Ivan King and Christian Harrison. And that is the end of this news bulletin.